wait a minute, wait a turn on the radio. My homie got a new show and it's time to play it though. I hope you got in tune. He talking bigger business, he make a lot of moves.
Welcome to the Technori Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Catoon. Joining me, Jerry Freeman, founder of Specifics. Did I say that right?
Specifics.
Well, you know what? You never know what I'm... Close enough. Yeah. It's close enough. Well, it was like in my mind, I'm like, you could go a couple ways here because you got like specifics, which obviously is like the detail orientedness of the products and things that people are using on your app. But also I'm looking at like, fix the specifics. Like,
well, and that's exactly how we came up with the name.
What you're hoping is that people hear it and then are arguing with one another over the kitchen table as to what it's called so that they never forget it.
Exactly.
That's well designed. Well, we've beat up the name here, so let's get into what the actual company does. Walk us through what exactly Specifics is.
So Specifics is a software company that has developed an augmented reality app that we private label to manufacturers and retailers currently. And so if you're a retailer, so let's say you're a carpet store.
Yep.
We can put your entire store into the app. You can then give it to your salespeople and your customers. They can take it home, and they can look at your products as they walk around the house.
So you gave me a little bit of a demo here in the studio, and we changed the carpets for WGN here,
yeah,
which was incredibly easy. I love the fact that the biggest problem that I have with some of the kind of call it the augmented reality apps that they have for even like Houzz and a few other places is the limitations of the room.
Well, and those are virtual reality apps.
Yes.
So there's only a couple augmented reality apps that are out there.
Well, yeah, you're right about that one. So I've seen a couple. I feel like I've seen a few in the furniture store that you can take a photograph of your, again, different from what you're doing here. You can take a photograph and set it there and then superimpose, which is very limiting. What I liked about this is, for those of you listening to this, to walk you through how it was done, we're looking at this iPad literally through the camera, looking at the room, and then you were able to sort of pick out the carpet we wanted, and then the areas that didn't fit, because obviously the screen is a straight line, you can use your finger and fill it in with your finger quickly so that you paint the wall, whatever you got to do.
Well, and the challenge that we saw with virtual reality apps is if you upload an image, let's say, some apps are good, you get them in two or 3 hours, some take a week.
Yeah.
And if you're looking at 20, 30 options, which most people do,
you're not going to sit around for that.
Right, yeah. It takes forever. With this app, I can actually project an image, and then I can look at 15 different options. So if I want to look at carpet, I can look at 20 different carpets. Yep. Well, let's see what it looks like with wood.
Yeah.
Well, now let's see what it looks like with, say, stone.
Well, that's the other challenge with all these things is you're not using your room live, as it were.
Right.
So the aspect is wrong. It doesn't look right.
Exactly. And I've been in the design industry for 30 years, and everybody will tell you if they're on the design side, you never look at a product basically on its own.
Yeah.
You have to look at it in the existing environment because the color of the walls and the color of the furniture is going to change the color of the floor.
Yep.
And if you're just working off of a little bitty sample, which is how everybody currently works,
sure,
most times you finish the project and you're disappointed and you can't afford to go back and redo it. This app gives the retailer and the manufacturer and the consumer the ability to see it before they buy it. So when the job is done, the user, the consumer is happy, which makes the retailer happy, which makes the manufacturer happy.
Everybody wins.
And then we take all that back-end data and we feed it back to the retailers and the manufacturers so they know what products to stock, how much inventory they want to make sure they have on hand. If they're developing new products, what products are trending.
Yeah. I mean, the thing that's cool to me, I think back to my real estate time, and it's like the amount of properties that we would go into and I would try to have to explain, like, you just got to trust me on this vision, folks. It's going to look like this or this or this. Like, we would ask, I mean, you can imagine, I mean, these are big box retailers. You tell City Trends, like, what is it going to look like this in the corner? And I got to try to, like, tell you or show you, like, here's four samples. Like, it's just, it's very hard for these people to, and you would think they'd be better at it because this is the business they're in, but they're not.
Right, but human beings were not built to visualize. We have a very hard time.
If you've watched Love It or List It, that's very evident.
Yeah.
Nobody has any creativity whatsoever.
It's just not the way we're built. We're good at scaling. We're good at giving proportion, saying, okay, this is so big and that's so big. So when you use the app, you have the ability to scale a product. And the first time somebody sees it, like, well, how do I know it's the right scale? We're good at that.
Yeah.
What we're not good is going, well, if I go from blue to gray, how's it going to change the way this looks? And we can't really see that.
Correct.
And that's the challenge. Well, this app solves that problem.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. I mean, the fact that, like, getting to actually use it was very helpful because I can just literally see myself, my old self, going into all of these different places and being like, listen, here's option one. And the part that you brought up, which is even easier, was the fact that we picked a new carpet for WGN. I think it's an upgrade personally, but we picked a carpet. And then once you kind of washed in where the carpeting is on the app, we were able to switch that color to wood, to brick, to marble, whatever it is, instantaneously.
Yeah.
Which was, like, to me, is the huge, big challenge. I mean, almost every app we use for anything, forget about just properties for design of any sort is click, save it, go out, start again. Click, save it, go out, start again. Like, it's just cumbersome and it's a pain in the butt.
Well, and if you talk to anybody who's in sales in our industry or anybody who's in design, they're going to tell you the longest process that they go through is getting the customer to understand or trust them enough to go with the materials they're selecting.
Yeah.
Now I can just show it to you.
No, it's brilliant.
Or you can do it yourself. And it makes it incredibly, it shortens that sales cycle for the retail store. You know, it's interesting because one of the biggest industries that's really latched onto this is the hardscaping industry.
Yeah.
You know, pavers.
Yep.
Because when those guys go out to say, if you want to replace your driveway.
You got one shot at that.
You're carrying a 200-pound thing of bricks and you're trying to show them and they can't see it. Well, this app will actually project the entire driveway with the product you want with your house. And you can say, oh, I love this paver. That's what I want.
Yeah, no, I definitely saw it. And so I was not the only one to see it because your story from, in, you know, thought of this to inception to investment to selling people is not a very long story.
No.
So thankfully, we only have a few minutes on the show. So
it takes a couple of seconds.
Yeah, I was going to say, it takes about 2 minutes. Tell me about when you decided to create this. I mean, the problem is obvious.
Right.
The solution probably less so as far as technologically speaking. Right. But you were able to get this in front of the right people and raise capital and boom.
Yeah.
So tell me, take me through that very short story, which I just told.
So basically, December of 2016, I had the idea for the app because, again, I've run into this problem my entire career. Went to Eugene, who's my CTO, and said, can we do this? And within 2 weeks, he built an algorithm that could find edges. So I'd walk around the city of Chicago, and I would look at a building, and it would look like a blueprint in my app.
Yeah.
And so he told me what it would cost to build. I went out and raised the necessary funds to build it.
Can you say how much you raised? Or is it
$100,000.
Okay.
Friends and family.
Yeah.
You know, so 2 months to raise the money. We started coding in March. 12 weeks later, we had a finished product. We launched it at Neocon last year, focused on manufacturers for a few months, figuring out where that sweet spot is for pricing,
yeah,
how to load product more efficiently, things like that. We spent August, September looking at the individual users. How do we go after that market? And then since August, we focused on the retailers. And we have found that the retailers are sort of our low-hanging fruit.
Yeah. I was going to say, I was actually just going to ask you, so where do you see, once everything is, you know, fully scaled and built, who do you see being your primary target? And obviously, if the low-hanging fruit is the retailer, do you view, I guess the question is, and I think it makes a big difference on the pricing side of this, is if you view, you know, like you mentioned before, the people coming in to lay brick, if those folks are coming in and they're going like, look, sir, this is what it could look like, I think it's advantageous because you can get all these businesses and you can charge sort of a per company, per user kind of scenario. Right. But you could also make it sort of a luxury product for the consumers themselves, and you could start growing into other things and use the same technology for a bunch of stuff. So it's like a... You could do both. It's just which one would you hit first?
So the app right now only does flooring products.
Okay.
We're in the middle of a raise. Once we're done with that raise, we'll build the wall and ceiling portion of the app.
Yep.
Which means we can do everything from carpet, wood, to wall covering, siding, bricks, shingles, any type of product. Right now we're focused on flooring and paving because those two markets seem to be pretty adaptive to this product.
Yeah.
But when we look at who will ultimately be our customer, it's going to be the manufacturer, the retailer, and the user, and the consumer, you and I.
Yeah.
You know, you walk into a carpet store, so if you and your wife decide you want to replace the carpet in your living room or you want to replace the siding on your home, and you walk into a store and they hand you this app and you go home, it's going to help you make that decision that much quicker, and you're going to be happier with the solution. And so,
which makes the salespeople thrilled because it was a quick flip and they go to somebody else.
Exactly. And if you go down the street and with all the other different stores you go to, all they hand you is a couple samples and a brochure, which store are you going to go back to? You're going to go back to the one that helped you make the decision.
Absolutely.
And gave you the visual. And so that's really our focus right now is that retailer and manufacturer. But by the end of the year, you'll actually be able to download the app from the App Store, and there'll be some manufacturers that'll be built in. Companies like Armstrong or Menards or somebody like that, where you can see all their products. But if you want the subscription version, you'll be able to access 50, 60 other companies.
Yeah. So this is again where I get on, not to give secret sauce away, but it's just like I get my hands on something like this and it's like there are endless possibilities. There's endless versions of this. The one side, it's like I can get a consumer, but will the consumer pay? Is it worth the cost per acquisition of user to try to chase every individual? Or is it easier to say, we're going to build this app, and for this kind of flooring, only Menards has it. For this paint, only Sherwin-Williams is the offering. Right. Users don't get as much out of it, but when they do see it, they buy a brand that they know, and you right. get, you're paid already.
Right.
Right. There's so many things, and I look at this and think, like, the day that I can change the color of my dog on this app is when this
actually,
thing just blows.
Today.
Well, there you go. Cause, no, because I mean, you know, think about it, like, I don't know, you know, if you're a fan of different kind of movies like I am, but like Total Recall, the original with Arnold, not the bullshit whatever his name is. When she taps and changes her nails.
Yeah.
To me, they have apps for this, but they don't work. Like it's just a hand. You have to set your hand here, and then it just, if you move it or you put bracelets on, like, it doesn't work. The idea that you could use this app at some point, maybe not today, but the algorithm could tell me where my nails are and change the color of my nails.
Actually, it'll do it today.
There you go.
So when we were testing the app, I live on the north, I live up in Highland Park.
Yep.
And so I would go to Lake Forest to the auto dealership there.
Yep.
And I changed the
paint. Used to work in my real estate there in Lake Forest.
So I used to change the paint on the Ferraris and the Aston Martins in the showroom just to test the app.
Yeah.
And the salespeople were like freaking out because I could change the entire color of the car.
Yeah. See, like, that to me is the part where the growth potential of this is literally unlimited. And as long as you guys, I assume you've done some due diligence on protecting that technology and making it work out. Because to me, people are so, I mean, we were just talking about this on a couple shows ago. I think it was a Saturday show. We were talking to an e-commerce company, and it was about the fact that point of sale is becoming so difficult because online it's so easy to just flip, right? But when you're selling products and you're selling things that I'm going to try on, a dress or a shirt or a coat, I would love to be able to take a picture or to take a selfie of what I'm wearing and then be able to touch it up and know, like, oh yeah, that's a good look. That's the next, in my mind, the next evolution of point of sale shopping is online or at home, but still, or even in the store in some cases. But even being able to do this where, like, I can make a split second decision based on intel that only I could get this way.
Well, and we actually have been approached by a company out of Europe because we're dealing with companies all over the world right now.
Yeah.
And
good problem to have.
They are they make clothing.
Yeah.
So they're like the Zappos of Europe. And so we've talked about how could we do this, and we've said, okay, you could actually put in you take a picture of yourself, you put in your dimensions, and then the database will remember who you are. And so we have, you know, let's say a shirt or a jacket.
Yeah. Just put it on.
Three different image sizes based on your size.
Yeah.
It would actually put your size clothing on you. We could have 16 different images of that jacket in 16 different sizes, and it would show you proportionally which one is the right jacket.
So again, I mean, think of
like a hat,
yeah,
shoes,
so
jackets,
think of it again
that.
In the stand, like I'm sitting on Amazon scrolling away. And I decide I like this hat. Mm-hmm. I like to wear it in four different colors. I don't know what color I want. Right now, this seems like you're picking at like tiny things that are problems, but it really is an actual thing that Amazon, for example, this is a complete rant and sidebar. One of the reasons that Amazon does so well, among many others, is that you get to the product. Their hosts and their edge to edge internet technology is so good that you click and it immediately opens up and everybody else is behind. And so the fact of the matter is you subconsciously go there because it's just so much easier.
Right.
And so imagine that the next evolution of point of sale is that at that exact moment, I want to try on the hat and I get to tap my finger and go blue, green, you know, black, brown.
Well, because your proportions are already in the
database. Already in the database.
It already knows who you are. And
it's already set.
Which image to project onto that. Focus.
Yeah.
So that's certainly doable. You know, we're still a startup.
Sure. Well, yeah.
You know, so
you're going to help me raise
to
50
focus.
Million. So don't worry
so
about
it.
So
we're very focused on, you know, a certain market right now. But we, like you, every time we show this and talk to investors, we, you know, everybody sees the potential and sees areas that we can grow into. But we have to be smart about where we grow.
Well, 100%. And I think, you know, obviously the raising capital the right way and taking the low-hanging fruit and building up the usability and the demand for it is probably, you know, the most paramount thing for you guys. But once you get past this point, I 100% could see, and you know, knowing how fast you moved already, in a year or two, being at a position where you've got retailers who are partners with you and you literally could tell people, like, download the app and you could buy your Nordstrom shirt right from the pick the color, tap it twice, and it goes right to your Apple Pay and out the door. It's shipped in a day.
Yeah. And we foresee that too.
Oh,
we see it on the building
it.
Material
that's a
side.
Huge, I mean, that is a massive market that is yet to be capitalized on.
Yeah, and we see that not only in the Nordstrom side, we see it on the building material side.
Because
how much
bigger.
Of a pain is it when you're remodeling something and wanting that material and not able to get it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I got caught up in the consumer, like, kind of yuck stuff, but the reality is building materials cost a lot more, which means more money to you in the
Run. And when you're doing something in our industry, it's not $50 or $200.
No, it's $50,000.
It's $5,000, $10,000, whatever.
Yeah.
The decision you're making, it's why everybody buys mostly beige. It's safe. It's conservative. You're not going to go wrong.
I got made fun of for my beige walls when girlfriend moved in. That was the end of beige.
Yeah.
Beige no more.
Yeah. Well, and you know, if you can experiment and see what it looks like before you buy it, it gives you a little bit more comfort level to kind of stretch
out. Oh, yeah. And for those listening, maybe you're a little younger, when you get to the stage of buying a home and building a kitchen and you have to work and build a kitchen together, I can just tell you that you're not going to be. It is a complete nightmare.
Yeah.
And so this is, I mean, I can just absolutely imagine how you could make a very ugly kitchen look absolutely gorgeous on this app.
Yeah,
and I got to see it firsthand. I can tell you.
Well, there are no surprises when you're done. It looks exactly how you wanted it to look.
It is essentially the short version of this. I'll give another plug to Love It or List It or to, what's the other one with Chip and Joanna Gaines? I love that show.
You know,
flip something.
No,
whatever.
It's not flip. I was just actually there last week.
I watch it nonstop. Yeah,
I was at Magnolia last week.
Yeah.
And
oh,
so
yeah,
I was using their app in their courtyard, changing
Fixer
it
Upper. What is it?
Fixer Upper. Yeah.
Yeah. So Fixer Upper. You get to see, if you watch the show on Fixer Upper, you actually get to see like they kind of paint the new room. This is like personal
version.
They're
using virtual reality, and it's not
bad. That's not real. They're just like covered, but this gives you like the ability to do it in your own house.
Yeah,
this is better.
Yeah. So they could go into these houses, their demo, and they could actually, you know, look at a room and kind of show what the room's going to look like when they're done as they're standing there. And then what's nice about that is that it's not just here's the suggestion Joanne Scott. She can say, well, I've got these five options I want you to look at.
Yeah.
And quickly show you those five options.
Very cool. This is awesome. Jerry, great job. Thanks. Getting this off the ground quickly. Let us know how we can ever help you out with this is one I can see this thing absolutely blown up, so I would love to stay close to you on this on this one.
Well, we're happy to stay close to you guys, too.
Yeah, hey, yeah. Anytime you want to come back on, where do people go to learn more about this, whether it's a business person looking to connect with you or somebody who wants to check it out?
If it's a consumer right now, it's not available.
Okay.
If it's a retail...
Come to the show. That's where you have to go.
Come to the show. If it's a retailer or a manufacturer, they can go on specificsapp.com, and it's specifix,
yep,
app.com, and they can actually contact us through there.
Very cool. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks. My pleasure.
Of course. You can catch this episode and more at technori.com. Download the podcast on iTunes and stay connected by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori, or follow me at Katoon. Boom. That's a wrap.